Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. It's Julie Harris. You will want to take notes today because this is really important. This gets right down to, you know, what I would call, honestly, if you do our topic today correctly and relentlessly and get into the habit of it, it's probably some of the easiest way to create leads ever. It's really, you know, unless you are a complete introvert or a all-out driver, you know, who may have some issues with this, for most of you, 99% of you, once you get this clear, you're going to not even believe how many leads are out there waiting for you. So we're going to write down the topic, making money through off-the-phone prospecting. So ask yourself, are you taking advantage of 100% of your prospecting opportunities? We're talking about in your day-to-day life. Are you talking about real estate? Are you asking for business? Are you letting the world know that you are a trusted real estate advisor, i.e. real estate agent, i.e. realtor? I like the phrase trusted real estate advisor better, though. Or are you a secret agent? So be honest. Write that question down. Ask yourself, am I a trusted real estate advisor or am I a secret agent? Which is it? Because there's really not a lot of middle ground in there, guys. Are you a secret agent or are you a trusted real estate advisor? So if you want more business, obviously you don't want to be a secret agent. Realize that prospecting is more than just calling for sale by owners and expireds. Some of you have been trained in hardcore cold calling, which is great, and we teach that as well. But I want to, the purpose of today's call is to open your eyes so that you realize there are leads everywhere. The world is dripping with real estate clients. So if you want more business, no more secret agent business, you are a trusted real estate advisor. So think about your own daily routine, and you might want to jot some of this down, maybe a weekly routine, okay, which I'm going to throw some mind joggers out there. What you want to do is write down all the places that you typically go on a weekly or monthly basis. You go to the bank. Hopefully, most of you are depositing commission checks, yes? Okay, so you're going to the bank. You go to the grocery store. You go to social functions. You go to your kids' events and social functions. You and or your kids and family participate in sports or other hobbies. You go shopping at the same stores. You stand in line in the same places, okay? These are all opportunities for you to make new connections and contacts. So rate yourself right now on a scale of 1 to 10 on your daily prospecting that's off the phone. We'll call it non-traditional prospecting. 1 means this is the first time it's occurred to you, and 10 means that you have a goal every time you leave your home or office to add someone to your center of influence list. You come back with a new lead of some sort, or at least your goal is to have a conversation specifically about real estate. Realize that whether a casual conversation becomes a prospective client, a referral source, a prospect, or a friend, it depends on what you say and how you say it. It depends on your ability to be conscious rather than unconscious of your day-to-day activities. Ultimately, it depends on how well you can answer a simple conversational question. What do you do? That's the question, okay? Or how's real estate? Those of you who are not secret agents, who are trusted real estate advisors, you guys get this question all the time because you talk about real estate all the time. What do you do? Or how's real estate? Here are 5 common mistakes that even top producers make when answering this common question. Number 1, having a vague response. One of the biggest mistakes that real estate professionals make in this situation, based on our thousands of coaching calls, really hundreds of thousands of coaching calls with all of you, is to say very little other than their name and company. Oh, I'm Bob Smith and I work for Century 21, whatever that means, right? Hoping that the other party will seek more information. Depending, you know, on the other party to drag it out of you, that doesn't make for much conversation. It's not proactive. This is a really super passive way to answer. Oh, I'm Bob Smith. I work for Century 21. And it rarely results in anything other than a quick, polite conversation. They don't know if that means you're a property manager, you're in commercial, maybe you are a receptionist, you work for Century 21 or whatever, Remax, fill in your blank, okay? So mistake number 1 is being vague. Number 2, sharing too much information. This is an issue with many of my analytical clients. Okay, so another mistake is to flood the other person with too much information than try to mine for their business, trying to dazzle them with the millions of nuances that you're an expert on. Instead, concentrate on the other person, exchange business cards, and write something on the back of their card that helps you to remember them. Mistake number three, and this is usually my amiable and expressive clients, chattering endlessly. Realtors who talk on and on about themselves and their jobs can alienate people around them. Their words can be perceived as self-serving, too salesy, and even boring. Okay, and I'm going to give you something to help you with all of this so it creates more leads for you. Got to have leads before you have listings and buyer transactions. So mistake number four, ego-based banter, focusing only on your awards, accomplishments, making it all about you before they even get to know you. Okay, this turns off a lot of people. So be professional without being a bragger. Number five, making statements instead of asking questions. No one likes being told. Everyone likes being asked. Remember, the definition of being a good salesperson is asking great questions and listening to the answers. So remember the Ford process, F-O-R-D, that stands for, and this is the most important part of this call, F-O-R-D, it's a memory jogger, stands for family, occupation, recreation, and dreams. These are your talking points, and it helps get it off of you and make it all about them. Family, occupation, recreation, dreams. So here's the secret. People will long forget what you said, but will always remember how you made them feel. Focus on them, and they will remember you favorably and seek out your friendship, advice, and expertise. Now, for my drivers on this call, you're rolling your eyes going, yeah, I know all this, okay? But typically, you guys are the worst on this particular topic because you're impatient. You might ask good questions, but you have no idea what the answers are. So don't blow this off, my driver friends, okay? So remember Ford, F-O-R-D. Why does Ford work? Well, because it almost forces, in a very nice, non-confrontational, non-egotistical way, it forces the other party to ask you about real estate. It's a beautiful thing. Start using it, and you will see how awesome it is, okay? My graduate students who do this frequently, they love it. They're, like, addicted to it, okay? So F-O-R-D, family, occupation, recreation, dreams. So let's say that you are taking your coaching seriously, which calls for you to have at least three Center of Influence events per week. And one of your Center of Influence events, and what I mean by that, is things that you are doing that are, again, off-the-phone prospecting, forces you to be in front of people, forces people to know that you're in real estate. Doesn't have to be business-oriented. It could be anything. So let's just say one of your Center of Influence events is a photography club. I have one of my students doing this. Photography club. She's always been into cameras and pictures, and you know, she makes albums on iPhoto and the whole thing, right? So she wants to get better at photography. So she's in this photography club deal. She found it on meetup.com, by the way. And so her mission is for all of the people in her photography club, which is like 30 people, for all of them to know that she's in real estate, to use her for their own transactions, and to give her lots of referrals. So when she goes there, she uses the Ford script, family, occupation, recreation, dreams. So family, everyone has a family. Easy to ask questions about that. Has your family lived here long? She lives in Irvine, okay? So she can say, gosh, a lot of people in Irvine are transplants from other places. Has your family always been here? That creates conversation. It creates rapport. Occupation. What do you do for a living? Okay. If they don't have a job, they're going to tell you, short sale lead? Okay, that's where my brain goes. Hopefully yours too. Okay, so occupation. What do you do for a living? Well, I work at, the Mazda headquarters are out in Irvine. I work for Mazda. I do this and such. What do you do? They will ask her. Then she gets to talk about real estate. I'm a real estate advisor. I sell real estate. I help people buy homes and sell homes every day in the Irvine area. Gosh, I'm so glad you asked. And then the person will say, well, gosh, you know, I hear all kinds of things about the real estate market. I hear there's no inventory and multiple bids. What's going on with that? And then she can talk about real estate. You rarely get to recreation and dreams, but let's say there's a holiday coming up. You can ask about that. Gosh, 4th of July, which fireworks are you going to go see? Are you going to go watch them on the beach, or will you be going inland? Okay. So that's recreation. Dreams. Okay, that, again, you rarely get to that, but you can ask questions about, you know, if you won the lottery, what would you do with it? Think of questions to build rapport. The main part of this is the O, occupation. Ask what they do, they'll ask what you do. They're going to ask, how's real estate? Your answer is always the same. It's great, I'm so glad you asked. In fact, I've set a goal of helping 3 more families buy or sell real estate this month. Who do you know where you could help me with that goal, possibly? Gosh, I really appreciate any referrals. And by the way, when do you plan on moving? You see how that opens the door? You're not talking endlessly about yourself, your awards, and how busy, busy, busy you are, okay? You're making it all about them by using the Ford script, F-O-R-D, Family, Occupation, Recreation, Dreams. And yes, I've said that 9 million times on this call because I want it to pop into your head, Family, Occupation, Recreation, Dreams, okay? When Tim and I were selling real estate full-time, and we were selling 100 houses a year for 10 years, we used this Ford script quite frequently. One of the things that we would do is every Thursday, the club, and we didn't start out selling country club stuff. We started out selling crappy little 2 bedrooms that nobody else wanted to sell, okay? But we eventually moved. We wanted to raise our average sale price. We moved to a country club area, and we didn't grow up in that environment. We didn't know a bunch of people at the club, so we had to get to know them. So one of the things we did was every Thursday night we went to a wine tasting. So the club has it all set up. Lots of people show up. It's a nice big social event. Okay. So what we would do, there's probably 100 people at these events, give or take. So Tim and I would show up. We would look nice. We'd have our business cards. You know, we're not going to just start passing out our cards at an event like that, but we're going to have a few in our pockets just in case somebody asks. Then we would split up and we would say, all right, your mission, looks like there's about 100 people here. You go left, I'll go right. Our mission is to, between the two of us, speak with absolutely everyone. I'll meet you back here in an hour and a half. And we would use the Ford script at these types of social events. Okay? If you're meeting a seller, let's say you converted an expired off of your expired prospecting, and you're walking through the house and you're trying to build rapport, you can use the Ford script. Okay? Family, occupation, recreation, dreams. Hopefully that's stuck in your head by now. So do's and don'ts. When someone asks you what you do or, you know, how's real estate. So what do you do? Okay, so do's and don'ts. Number one, do answer briefly. I'm a professional real estate advisor specializing in helping both buyers and sellers. What do you do? Okay. Number two, don't say dumb things like it's a great time to buy or it's a great time to sell. Number three, do focus on how you can be of service. Ask if they need any help with buying or selling property or if they know anyone who needs your services. Number four, and this is big, and again, I pick on my drivers about this, do get to know them first by asking questions and listening to the answers. Make a habit of being fascinated by everyone that you speak with. Get out of your own head and into the conversation. You'll have more friends as well as more clients doing this. Number five, don't overly worry about seeing everyone as a lead. Being interested in them and focused on being of service will naturally bring you more success. So don't make it harder by overthinking it, okay? Don't make it like this big, oh, my God, I got to look at everyone as a lead, and I'm looking at, like, you know, in the old cartoon where Sylvester was looking at Tweety and he looked like a drumstick all the time. I don't want you thinking like that. I just want you simply thinking that there is opportunity everywhere. Okay, so this is really critical that you get this kind of stuff into your head and that you're opening your mouth as this trusted real estate advisor that you are. So homework, and again, my graduate students that do this have killer results. And, you know, if we're being honest, everyone wants to work with people who already know, love, and trust them, don't you? You want to work with people where you don't have to compete if you don't have to. They're not going to go after your commission, they're not going to ask for rebates, and they're not going to be a pain in the neck. Well, the biggest category of people who comply and are nice to work with would be who? People in your center of influence and your past clients. So your homework, take this seriously. Number one, start a center of influence journal where you keep track of all the new people you meet and write down their names and what makes them interesting. So let's say you decide to take this seriously. You've got 3 center of influence events every week, and, you know, you go to a new yoga class. And, you know, you don't have time before class to meet all 30 people in your class because you're supposed to be laying down your mat and doing your thing, right? But you can get to know the first two people. You keep your journal. You write down, yeah, you know what? I met Larry, and his focus was, you know, this Bikram yoga. That's what he's really into. Met him on July 3rd, and we had a nice conversation about real estate, but it didn't go very deep. Larry's been in Colorado for ages, whatever, jots it down. Then you go home, you take it out of your book, you put it in your center of influence list, top producer, send an email, newsletter, et cetera. You get the idea. So homework, number one, start a center of influence journal where you keep track of all the new people you meet. Maybe you have a termite inspection and you need to use a new termite guy. And you met him out there, you got his business card, he goes to see houses all the time, hello, right? Should be in your center of influence. Number two, every day your goal is to add a minimum of one new person to your center of influence journal, and each week take your new center of influence contacts and put them into your contact manager. Number three, on your homework, set a goal of having 500 people in your center of influence by this time next year. If you already have 500 or more, grow the list by 25% each year. But you have to concentrate on it. Number four, remember, a minimum of 10% of your past client and center of influence list will do a transaction with you each year or refer someone to you who will do a transaction. So 10% of 500 people is 50 deals. Most of you don't have to do 50 deals. Some of you do. 10% of 500 is 50. 10% of 10 people is only one. Make the decision to take your day-to-day life to the next level with your center of influence. Point number five in your homework, to speed up the process, sign up for something like Agent Tech Coaching, go through past homework in this class, implement like crazy, okay? Actually call the people on your Facebook account. You know, make those connections. Number six, start this process today. Take action to increase your business through the process you learned today, and don't make any of the common mistakes. So I'll tell you, my front runners on this, I probably got, I don't know, 10 or 15 different graduate students who this is their thing. This is their lead generator, so to speak. Okay? What do I mean by that? Well, minimum, and the 10% rule, guys, only works if you're actually talking to this list. Just having a list of 500 people will not get you 50 deals. The 10% rule works assuming that you talk to them frequently. You're mailing them, emailing them, calling them, doing pop-ins. You know, you're actually talking to them, and you're bringing something of value to the table. So don't think that just having the list is going to get you there. But I'll tell you, my front runners on this, they get more like 25 to 30% of their business. So I'm thinking of people like one of my graduate students in Washington State. They are very strong in their BNI group. They've turned their BNI group into their center of influence. They have a BNI party. You know, whenever they have to, like when they do their Christmas gifts for their clients, there's a winery owner in the BNI group. So they order their wine from the guy in the BNI group, private label it with their company logo, send it to their past clients. Now they're connecting the dots, right? So those guys get, I believe, 28% of their business from their past clients and centers of influence. They track absolutely everything using the wipe-off boards. We've coached them for close to seven years. I always think it's 5 years, but I have to update how long they've been with us. Okay, so this is one of their very systematic spokes that we've built over the years. They're on track to do 135 deals this year. Didn't roll out of bed year one doing that, but we have built it up systematically over the years, so they're getting tons of referrals now. Okay, so things for you to think about. Do take it seriously. What's going on with your day-to-day off-the-phone prospecting? How do you answer that question, what do you do? How do you answer the question, how's real estate? Is everyone who comes into contact with you on a daily basis absolutely aware of what you do? Do they know that you work off of referrals? If they ran into you in the grocery store, could they tell you what you do? If not, you're not doing a great job. Okay, this is easy, easy, easy prospecting. Every single one of you can and should be doing this. So, again, if you have any questions in between calls, please feel free to email me, Julie, J-U-L-I-E, at myhreu.com, H-R-E-U as in Harris Real Estate University. So, Julie at myhreu.com, your homework is to take this very seriously. You don't have to think of it as this huge project, oh, my God, I need to add 500 people. The only way it's going to happen is to add a person a day. So think of what you're going to do this afternoon. Are you going to go to the bank and deposit a check? Don't go through the drive-thru. Get out of your car, walk in, get to know the tellers. Who's the bank manager? Who's in charge of home mortgages? If you came in and you wanted to set up a mortgage, could you do it on the spot in somebody's office? Who's in charge of that? Who does the refinances? Who does small business loans? Okay. Some of my students have their material in the lobby of their own personal bank because they've built up enough rapport that they're allowed to do things like this. They have the short sale book in the lobby. Okay. Make your lives easier by talking about real estate all the time. It doesn't have to be hard. I guarantee you, if I walk out of my office door right now and I go to our outside mailbox, I'm going to run into somebody, and they probably are a real estate prospect of some sort or know someone in the community who is. Okay? But how would I know if I don't talk to them, right? All right, so you know what your homework is. If you need help with this or anything else, it's my pleasure to speak with you on an individual basis whenever you need it, but you need to let us know. Go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, spelled normally, no abbreviations, no numbers, freecoachingcallsforagents.com when you need help. So have a fantastic week. Hopefully your week will be powerful and productive. Take this seriously. This is one of your easiest spokes to build, but only if you're conscious about it all the time. Have a great week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.